live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tuesday morning, a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today. Last night was Raw. We can talk about yet another loss to Seth Rollins. 16-1. Let me say that again. Seth Rollins is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He is 1-16. I apologize earlier. I said 16-1. I thought he was a real champion. 1-16. He's won a single match in the last 16. Now, there have been times in history where there's been a heel champion and he's going up against a babyface challenger on house shows, for example. And so he ends up losing a lot of matches via disqualification. These are not disqualifications. Seth is losing via pinfall over and over and over and over again. Good news, however, for Seth Rollins, as we're going to talk about on the show today, ESPN has announced that they are going to be doing a new segment every week on SportsCenter. They're going to be doing a This Week in WWE segment on ESPN every week with former WWE broadcaster Jonathan Coachman. And tonight on the show is going to be Seth Rollins. The show airs at 9 Eastern. Now, unless this is a pre-tape, which is possible, it's possible it is a pre-tape, or I guess they're saying he's going to be in studio, but I guess he could be via satellite. Seth may not be at the SmackDown tapings tonight, which would be the best thing possible because then he wouldn't be 1-17. We got so much news to talk about today. We're going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. And we're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's the Yellow Tag Event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
If you did not go to my Twitter yesterday, everybody, at Brian Alvarez, I strongly recommend that you either do that today, or I made it easier for everybody. Go to the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, and the Great Khali cement commercial is now available for you to see. Somebody on Twitter translated it. Essentially what it is was, I guess Great Khali, during the course of his life, has always dealt with bad cement. And so he falls through walls, he falls through the floor of his house. And so finally he was introduced to this new cement, and now he doesn't fall through anything. This commercial is so great, and it's all because of the Great Khali. Listen, I was a fan of Khali forever. His matches were absolutely horrible, but the Great Khali was such a wacky, fun, great, I hesitate to use the term, larger-than-life personality. This is the perfect role for him. He needs to do commercials. He needs to do movies. The commercial reminded me of New Japan, where you're watching a New Japan main event and the commentators are screaming their heads off in Japanese and you have absolutely no idea what they're saying, but it's awesome. That was exactly like this commercial. I can't understand a word anyone's saying, but the key is you don't have to. You watch the commercial and it's incredible. I want to buy this cement.
That's it. It's not as wacky, though, as some of those famous Japanese commercials that would feature, like, Mark Coleman on top of a banana or Bob Sapp doing any number of things. It wasn't that wacky, but it was pratfalls with the Great Khali. And he was, like you said, the Khali that you would love on the WWE broadcast that would be comic relief. Punjabi prison match? No. Great Khali with some sort of, you know, wacky cut in? Absolutely. And yeah, this, if you haven't seen it, is great. I don't even want to see it translated because, much like watching New Japan Pro Wrestling, I really don't want to know what's going on because I think it's just funnier the other way.
It would be funny if they added subtitles down at the bottom, but you don't need somebody doing voiceovers or anything like that. It's beautiful the way that it is. So that's on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Want to mention today, we're going to take some phone calls after a while. The studio line, if you want to bypass being on hold or whatever it is at Byline, 425-488-0525. That's direct to me. No delay or anything like that. Sports Byline is toll-free, however. 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. We've got the text message line only for text messages. Do not call this line. 425-780-7566. And if you would like to Skype us, F4WOnline.
I'd like to know the psychology behind the person that would not want to call producer Dom and be on hold and instead try to redial a number over and over again to the studio and wait to get on that way.
I'll tell you the two differences between the two lines.
Because that reminds me of nightmares from back in the day of trying to get like concert tickets and things like that, like be the fourth caller. Like, no, I don't want to do that.
It can be a little harder to get through the studio line. However, the Sports Byline, while it is toll-free, I believe when you're on hold, you may not be able to hear the show. Dom can correct me during the break if I'm wrong. But the other issue with the Byline is I'm in Seattle, and you are in Maryland or wherever. Delaware,
Ryan.
Something like that. And the Byline studios are in San Francisco. So essentially, your call is being bounced all over the world. Sometimes we have delay, as was the case yesterday with Raw. Poor Raw. Raw would not have had these problems if he would have called the studio line. Part of that was, I think he just had a horrendous phone. It always helps to have a good phone, everybody. It makes everybody's life easier. But moving on, Raw was last night. And the notable things on the show were, as noted in the opening segment, we are now at 17 losses and one win for Seth Rollins, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And also, Rusev. Did you hear Wrestling Observer Radio last night, Mike?
I did.
So, Dave is right. We should see where it goes. But he interpreted the Rusev segment as the seeds being planted for a babyface turn. I saw it as, this dude's done. Buried 6 feet under. I mean, maybe we'll see him on television. I wouldn't be surprised if he was off television until Lana came back. I honest to God, would not be surprised. They revealed that he was a liar. They showed the TMZ photos. To me, they completely wrote off the entire months-long storyline in one fell swoop. It's over. Dolph is moving on. Summer Rae appears to be moving on. Rusev and Lana are just back together and engaged, and she's not even on TV, so I don't know what you do with that guy unless it's going to be beat him in 3 minutes on every show. I think the guy's screwed.
Yeah, and next week we'll say everything. If this was just to end it with them being pissed off at Rusev, and you know what? I can actually understand that. And I know that there's it's a different world we're in now, but you know, a little bit, Lana had that picture of the ring we talked about last. A lot of this was like, okay, I know it's 2015 and we are where we are with this, and we don't know what Stephanie, if she's a heel or a face, we don't know if the Bellas are, and all this nonsense that's taken place with this Ziggler Rusev thing, but you could have been more, you know, paid attention a little bit more to things if you were them, but that obviously didn't happen. And if they're upset with them for that, great. If they wanted to end the thing and be done with this and take a little jab at Rusev for it, great. Now, if they come out of this next week and Rusev, they continue to do this, you've taken it too far. If you're just doing this to end this and get everybody out of this thing and then give Ryback a big win too, even though it is a waste against Rusev, with Ryback going after Kevin Owens, okay, fine. I can actually rationalize all of this stuff. But it's just where you go from Rusev going forward. If he's off TV for a while, okay, I'm all right with that. I would rather see him back on there. But if he's coming back with strength, if he's coming back with a storyline that we all go, okay, they had to go reset this thing for a while. Lana was gone anyway. This is where we are going forward. And they put some thought into it. Great. But if they bring him back and continue to beat on him, or if they just bring him back next week and beat on him about this, then I got a problem with it. But if it's just to end it, I'm fine. I'm actually fine with it.
Allow me to speculate. I don't know if this is actually what happened, but this is my speculation based on everything. Lana, CJ Perry, had been posting some pictures on her Instagram, and in some of them you could see a ring on her finger. And so it was very clear for a while now that these two were engaged. This has been known for about a month. Now, they didn't change any of the storylines as a result of a ring being on her finger in any of these Instagram photos. They changed the storyline when it got out on TMZ.
Last straw.
My speculation is that if he would have just proposed to her, fine. I mean, clearly he did. But I think... that what happened was he filmed this and then he sold it to TMZ. Probably, maybe, again, I'm speculating, maybe without their knowledge and or permission, WWE. And so when this got onto TMZ, they were like, dude, what? You sold this footage to TMZ. You let the entire world know about this. It's one thing if you're just having a ring on Instagram. But now, this is like big-time public knowledge all over the place that you proposed because you sold this footage. That's the only thing that I can figure. And that, to me, I think that happened, and I think that's why they're so mad. Maybe it'll come out that that's not what happened. I don't know. But this seemed like a revenge angle. I have seen them do it a million times.
Yes.
They get really mad at somebody, and they make them pay on television. And that angle to me was them saying, you want to go and screw up our storyline? Fine. We'll screw up the storyline. We're going to blow the whole thing up, and you're in trouble. And we'll
see. Here's the thing I wanted to see. I want to, because I got some things to say coming out of the break with this, but
one more thing. I'll let you go after the break because we're almost at the break, but I want to say one more thing. They healed on Lana. That was what the announcer said
at the
end.
Well, do you blame them?
At the end of the thing, they said that this is it's Lana's fault. I forget the terminology they used, but the announcers were not selling this. Like, this is the beginning of these guys coming back as a babyface. We'll talk more after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, who has more to say about Lana and Rusev.
A little bit. My question to you is, if that's the case, because, man, what a different world we live in. Celebrities and all this, there's the trade-off for years, but this type of stuff. But now you can be a professional wrestler or a sports entertainer in WWE and be important enough to sell your wedding proposal. That's damn, You know, I wonder what kind of income you get from that. I wonder if that income is worth any risk of putting your WWE income on the line for doing something stupid. Because if this is the case that they did this, and look, I'm WWE trying to break them up. I mean, yes, I guess somebody could say that, but they were trying to make Lana a star out of all this. They were seemingly, I guess, separating them, but they were separating them in storyline, and they seem to be pretty strong with the history of pro wrestling, where if you start getting separated from your spouse or your significant other in pro wrestling, that things could turn out bad. So they made sure to keep that close, which maybe that didn't make WWE happy, but if they sold this footage and they have not cared at all about the storyline, and the storyline has been ridiculous, but I just, do you blame WWE? I mean, they could have buried Rusev a lot worse than having him lose to Ryback and having him not get stomped at the end. Yes, he was verbally eviscerated by Summer, but you had to tie up the loose end somehow. And again, if they come out of this, and I know, Brian, they've done this for years, if they come out of this and keep burying Rusev, then yes, I agree with you. But if this is just to tie things up and Rusev disappears for a while, or this whole thing is dropped, and then we go forward with everybody else doing whatever it is that they're going to do, so what?
Well, that's my point. It is being dropped. That's the punishment. Your storyline is over.
That's
dude.
A punishment. See, only I think you have, I'm not saying you've romanticized this, but boy, have you loved this angle so much where the, I'm sorry, this disappearing and going away is not the worst thing in the world. Can we see Rusev, I don't know, in a better spot doing something?
Dude, listen to me. We're going to move on from this subject right now, but I want everyone to just remember this period of time in about 6 months. Just remember it. You're all going to look back and you're going to go, you know what? At least Rusev was heavily featured every single week on television. It was something that people were talking about. Now he's losing in 3 minutes to a meat hook from Ryback or a shell shock or whatever it was.
Gotcha, but that's everybody, dude.
His post. Yeah, he wasn't everybody,
you know,
during this storyline. That's my point. This
somebody
was a storyline where he was doing something. He was involved in something, and he wasn't a random undercard geek, which he's now going to be. Just wait.
Well, somebody more cynical than you would point out that this is what he's doing after Cena, and the fact that he's been so good at it has made him more resilient. But face facts, it's not like he was put into some awesome story. He's been having a square or a triangle relationship with it. Just, it's completely ridiculous.
It was a great story, and there were so many problems with the story.
No, he made it a great story.
No. What ruined the story for you and other people was the fact that there was always something happening that delayed it. Dolph doing a movie, Rusev hurting his ankle, Lana hurting her wrist. I mean, if they hadn't ended the storyline, it's likely it would have gone for another 3 years at this rate, because now apparently Lana is going to be leaving to film a movie. This storyline never would have wrapped up. But when it was focused, there were good segments involving these guys. And you and Lance Storm are the only people I know that didn't like it, and some geeks on the board, but that's another matter entirely. The point is, when you're watching Rusev out there jobbing in 3 minutes to your random geek every single week, we're going to look back and go, you know what? They had something here and they screwed it up. Just wait. There's no use debating it now, but just wait. This is not a positive for Mr. Miroslav Barnyashev. By the way, somebody on Twitter says, was Stephanie McMahon's WWE Raw feud with a flight attendant a rib on Paige? If you watch the show last night, Hunter is trying to get a hold of Kane, and you just hear shrieking from Stephanie in the background at a flight attendant and others. I was told that if we ever have a WWE writer here on the show again, we need to ask him about Stephanie's relationship with flight attendants. Apparently, this was not a rib on anybody else, but it was how Stephanie deals with people that drive her crazy. So there you go. Let's go to the phones. I better know who this is. You're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Brian?
What's happening?
Well, this is John from Memphis, Tennessee, man.
Well, wake up, buddy. Here we go.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, man.
That's what I like to hear.
Well, how is the family? How is your lovely wife? And how is
is this Delilah? What's your wrestling question here, John?
All right. I watched Raw about before I asked, how did you get through? Has the ratings come in yet for the Raw, or when does that come out?
That'll be out in about 3 or 4 hours.
I was curious to see how they done because of the because I didn't watch Raw live. I watched it this morning after because I was watching my Cubs beat the brakes off of St. Louis last night, and I was watching the football game. I was kind of wondering about this. But this Raw, Brian, sucked. And I don't mean, it was just confusing. Every storyline was confusing. Nothing made sense. Everything that happened was just
that's
bleak.
Why,
just,
see, this is why I'm shedding no tears in a couple months if they do this to Rusev, because how many times have we seen this with everybody else? And he's right. We can try to, you know, be nice about it, but the show sucked.
No. Period. No, Mike. It's the problem with it is, and my mother, who told me, are you just watching Raw because you just want to watch Raw? Does it feel like a duty to you that you watch
Raw? Yes,
it
is a duty. Tell your mother it is a duty for me.
Well, I told, and she said that I thought about it. She's right. I have not, maybe one story, and no offense, Brian. I kind of agree with Mike and the third most intelligent man in the Figure Four Empire, Lance Storm. And that's the reason why Mike is number six and you are starting to drop down to being starting to make Brent Clemens come ahead of you again, Brian. Don't do that. Don't do that, Brian. That this storyline between Rusev and Lana sucks, Brian. And not because of the constant one person, one figure getting kicked, getting injured, one figure doing a movie, one person doing that. It just sucked when it was there. I understand it was somebody there, Brian, but it just sucked. It just sucked so bad that I'm just happy that it's over. I haven't been so happy for a storyline to be over with since the TNA angle with AJ and Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian. What was that?
John, relax a little bit because we do have Seth Rollins and Kane going on. I would have liked to seen that one end quicker.
I had to disconnect, John. We got a lot of calls here, but I'm just telling you, there were three things on WWE television that were consistently entertaining over the course of a three-hour show. John Cena in his open challenge, because it almost always led to a good match. The New Day, because they're awesome. And whatever storyline they did involving Rusev and Lana and Summer Rae and Dolph Ziggler. Now we have one fewer. So now you can have 3 hours, and the best you can hope for is John Cena and The New Day. And maybe like a couple of weeks ago, they're going to put them in the opening segment and we'll never see them again. And then you'll really be suffering. Just wait, everybody. You can make all the arguments you want about how it sucked right now, but just wait.
It's great how it just continues to suck as it goes along.
It was on par with the Divas Revolution, Mike. Of course not. It was way better than that. But now it's gone, and all you got is a Divas Revolution.
And that's whose fault? It's their own fault. And but we're talking about the New Day. Well, Big E and Kofi, remember their, you know, repeated shots over and over again, and they screwed them up, and we're just waiting on the end of that one, too.
Apparently,
it doesn't make it right.
Didn't do anything with them last night. They had one match at the beginning of the show to play off when they were main eventers last week, destroying John Cena.
Well, I don't know.
There was no follow-up.
This whole, like, you'll show us all. I mean, yeah, the storyline was entertaining because Rusev made it entertaining. That doesn't mean it was good.
Rusev
because everything else is so bad that makes it good. I mean, this is where we're at right now.
Mike.
Why are we even talking about this show on Tuesday?
I don't know. You keep bringing it up, but listen. In your opinion, everything sucks, right? What's the last good storyline that you liked in WWE?
They did Cena Rusev was good. That was one. I'm not saying everything is
worse. So we're talking pre-WrestleMania.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so in the last 6 months, there hasn't been one storyline you've liked.
I'd have to rack my brain here, but you think
so
the bigger ones? No,
that,
not a whole, outside of like Cena's story of the matches has been good.
Okay.
You know, things like that, but yeah.
So knowing that there has not been one storyline that you've liked in 6 months, the best we can hope for is that a bad storyline is at least entertaining, right? Well, now we don't have that. And now the New Day are geeks. And guess what? John Cena's leaving! So of the list of three entertaining things on this show, Now we kind of have one, the New Day, and that's it.
Okay, so we know for sure that Rusev will not be around or Rusev will be buried after this.
I would bet you, Mike, I still haven't paid you the $25 for Gustafson, even though he did lose. But I bet you another $25 that Rusev is going to be a geek getting beaten in 3 minutes on every show for the foreseeable future. Yes, or he won't be there.
Well, Gustafson not losing was not the bet. And also,
I know that's why I owe you $25.
And also, if I have this small sliver of hope that they do something with Rusev after this, then maybe be involved with Owens or something like that, then that will be better than him running around with Summer Rae.
Happening, buddy. It ain't happening. Back in a moment with more calls. Stand by, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8/7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle rounds on The Voice
with some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, we got a lot of calls, text messages, emails, and more. Let's head to the phones. You are on the studio line. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
I can confirm the Sports Byline number. You don't hear anything. And when you're driving, you can't hear the show. It's weird being on hold for 20 minutes.
Well, it was explained to me, if you're next in line, you can hear the show. But if there's somebody in front of you, you hear silence and static.
I did want to say the other day, though, that you should add a feature only for subscribers that includes the conversations in between, like during the commercial breaks.
Kayfabe. Kayfabe here.
Hey, I'm not, I didn't say anything. I'm just saying it's only for subscribers. I think that would be alone worth $9.99.
Well, I'll think about it.
And the other thing, I'm looking forward to tonight's Brian and Vinny show, although I'm sad it's probably going to be Vinny's last show.
Why is that?
Well, after he watches Raw, he doesn't have enough gaskets left to burn.
Oh, man, no. There have been Raws. He'll just be bored by this show. I'm concerned. I got to find something entertaining for tonight because apparently Nitro was boring as well.
You know what was another thing that was telling to me, aside from me just shaking my head at the 10 minutes of Roman Reigns, was them going from their movie mentality, you know, their storyline scripted, to advertising Xavier Woods' video game channel, which if you've watched is as shoot and honest as possible, where he could be wrestling someone one night on Raw and then the same day upload a video of them playing video games, and then going straight to Bray Wyatt. And it's just, I just find that their focus is not on what their product is, which is wrestling. And you guys have been discussing this a lot recently with the other doing the Make-A-Wish. They're making movies. I cut that terrible promo in the show I was a part of last year, but that was kind of the point I was trying to make, that their focus is on everything but wrestling. And that's why NXT is succeeding, because they don't have to worry about anything but wrestling. And I mean, it's as simple as, I'm simplifying that. Obviously, it's more complicated when you're in the big roster, but the point is that they're not focused on what their product is, and they're trying to sell something that's not wrestling.
Well, I mean, I want to thank you very much for the call. They are focused on their product, but it's a three-hour show, and they have to do other things. They've got to spend time with other video packages and fill time. 3 hours is a long, long time, especially because they have an overrun, and it's usually 3 hours and 10 minutes. Raw is longer than your average pay-per-view. In the old days, you'd get free TV, which was boring, and you'd pay for the long, good pay-per-view. Nowadays, the television show is really, really long and longer than the pay-per-view. It's an amazing turn of events.
3 hours and change as opposed to, you know, what do they do, about 2 hours and 45 minutes a lot of the time. You know, they cut the special events short, and 3 hours is a long time, but you know you have to do that 3 hours, so some shakeup has got to be in order. I mean, if you think about it, what would be the best way to debut SmackDown on USA? It would to be, and I know they wouldn't do this, but can you imagine going, like, right about now, Paul Heyman, look, we need to shake things up. We need to have USA shook up. We want you to help out with Creative or be in charge. It doesn't matter if it's Paul, whoever it is. A new set of eyeballs that they could possibly trust, even in the smallest bit, to try to shake things up. That would help matters immensely. The same thing on Raw.
It's not going to
happen. Shaking things up, which is not going to happen, but we're going to be talking about the same painful cycle of things, you know, basically until you hit Mania.
Here's the problem. Even if that did happen, it was one thing in 2002, 2003, 2004, when you had two different rosters and there was somebody in charge of SmackDown to deal with that roster. Now it's the same roster. So it doesn't matter how good you are. You could have Sam Mushnick booking SmackDown on Thursday nights. You could have Jado and Ghetto booking SmackDown on Thursday nights. It doesn't matter. They could do the very, very best show in the world. And on Raw, the writers are just going to screw everything up every single week. It will never work if you have the same roster on both shows, but two different writers. It would actually probably even be a bigger disaster, quite frankly, because they'd start fighting each other to try to get their vision in. By the way, somebody here wants to know about Sami Zayn and Evolve. If you head to WrestlingObserver.com, all of the news is up there. But essentially, Sami Zayn is going to do an autograph signing and a promo at the Evolve shows this weekend. He's not wrestling. He's not even allowed to appear on the iPay-per-view. So it's only for folks that show up live. So if you're in the area and you want to meet Sami Zayn, the Evolve shows this weekend are the place to do so. Obviously, there's some sort of deal between WWE and Evolve. I've been told it's not like a signed, sealed, and delivered deal or anything like that, but they're helping a little bit, WWE. I'm sure it'll help the live gates. Obviously, not going to help the iPay-per-view at all or anything like that. But Sami Zayn to Evolve. What else do we have in terms of texts? This person says the talent shouldn't use their work Instagram for personal reasons. Yeah, you're probably right. I wouldn't even use an Instagram. I'm barely using Twitter. This person says, do you know what the buy rate was for Bound for Glory? And if so, was it higher than the UWF Beach Blast? I don't know what the buy rate was. I don't know if it will be higher, but I do know it will be low. What was the buy rate for Beach Blast? See if you can find that out, Mike. See if you can find out the number of buys.
Give me a little bit of fill time here. Oh wait. UWF Beach Brawl. June 1991. A 0.10 buy rate. I'd have to try to figure out the...
Yeah, see if you can... Point 0.01.
Well, okay. I don't know who's good in math, but listen up, all right? Earlier on that year, WrestleMania 7 did a 2.80 buy rate, which equated to approximately 400,000 buys. So UWF Beach Brawl did a 0.10, and I don't know how to even begin, even if I had a several abacuses and a TI-82.
Okay, well, we'll say it one more time, and then we'll have someone on Twitter send us the number in about 5 seconds.
Okay, WrestleMania 7 did a 2.8 buy rate, which equaled 400,000 homes, while UWF Beach Brawl did a 0.10. We're looking for X.
Let's see. I would predict that Beach Brawl then did about... I think the answer will be that Beach Brawl did 10,000 buys. That's off the top of my head. Somebody confirm if my math is close to correct. And by the way, if that's the number of buys, 10,000, then I can
Beach
almost guarantee
more.
they will have beaten Bound for Glory.
Yeah.
This person says, each of you have points. Well, that's probably John from Arkansas. This person says... No way is Brian on the bottom of the Empire's most intelligent list. Nason holds that spot. Wow.
What is that?
This person didn't give their name, so they don't want that known. Unless that was Nason. It's possible. And then this person says, if Rusev jobs to Cesaro next week, then we know it's over.
That's a good point. Try to have a little bit of hope there, buddy. Maybe we can get him dominating somebody or Big Hossin. Just hossing about with Kevin Owens. Don't you want to see him hoss about with Kevin Owens? A Canadian and a Bulgarian who is sympathizing with Russia going after the Intercontinental Championship? There's something natural about that.
By the way, there's a lot of stories that John Cena during his time off is leaving to film a reality show. And I checked on this. And what I can report is that during the time he's gone, he is going to be filming something. But I don't know how long it's going to be, and they are keeping the reason for his time off very quiet. Now, usually when people leave, it's very, very well known if they're leaving to film a movie or a television show or whatever. So my conclusion is that he will be filming something during his time off, but that is not the main reason for him taking time off, and that is from somebody in WWE. So this person says, last night's Raw was so depressing. That's true. This person says, Rusev versus Harvey Levin at Mania is the only acceptable outcome. Explain the joke to me, Mike.
Harvey Levin is the lawyer who founded TMZ.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, but he sold
also
it to TMZ. This ain't much of a case, dude. It's your fault.
You know, he actually still works as, like, the mean Gene Okerlund on People's Court.
Really?
Like, he's out there, like, they'll throw it out to Harvey Levin, who's out on the street, and he's in the mix with a bunch of people just holding the microphone, asking him about the case. It's rather ridiculous if you think about it.
So producer Dom believes that the buy rate for the UWF show, his math brings it out to about 14,000. So if that's close, then I was right. This person comes out to 16,000. Regardless, there is no way Bound for Glory got anywhere near 14,000. I mean, it's impossible. So yes, it did worse. In fact, a lot of TNA pay-per-views have done worse than that UWF show. 16,000 buys. There you go. Alrighty. If you want to send a text message, everybody, you know the number. And if you don't, it's up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. 425-780-7566. We've got some other notes here. WWE does appear to be going forward with this NXT Kids, which people had been talking about a few months ago, and then it got quiet. Now it's back. WWE NXT is casting a pilot for a new wrestling show aimed at kids. Production taking place monthly on Thursdays at Full Sail. They're looking for males and females 7 to 14 with high energy. That should be hard to find.
Now, will they hold this against Avery? Will they hold my association with the Wrestling Observer newsletter?
He got a kayfabe his last name. Just bring him in as whatever his first and middle name are.
What kind of crappy NXT name can you give your kid? There's been so many from all. He could be like Colt Avery or something like that.
I got a good one. They'll call him Aviary, and he'll do a bird gimmick.
That he's got too much respectability at this age to do something like that.
These children must be personable, lively, quick on their feet, and a good talker. Kids should have an understanding familiarity with WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment programming. Kids will be acting as announcers, backstage interviewers, and presenters. So there's not going to be any wrestling. They're just going to basically be doing a school play.
Did you see it? I don't know if anybody out there. Did you see the NXT Kids thing that leaked out there?
I did not.
Actually, for what it is, and I thought that show they had on CW was an interesting concept, and I think a lot of the Santinos of the world, there was a lot of, seemed to be having a lot of fun doing that show, but that obviously went away. The NXT Kids thing as a concept is not a bad idea. I mean, they're trying to do things that are more adult. They're trying to do things that aim at, you know, teens with some of the comedy. Why not have something that aims as, you know, at kids too, considering with this toy deal, you know, who's the most impressionable? How are you going to try to build up fans, you know, and try to hold on to them? You try to hook them in when they're kids. So I don't think it's too bad an idea at all.
Richard, you're on the air. Sorry, I forgot you've been on the air forever. What's going on?
Hey, quick question about your website. Is there a search feature on your website?
I don't know. support@wrestlingobserver.com is the email. I thought I explained that yesterday. But thank you very much for the call, Richard. You can email them, and they will let you know. Yes. Did I put the customer service number up or something? What's going on? I don't know if there's a search feature. I have no idea. Keep trying to explain this to everybody. I don't know.
I believe that there is, boss.
Okay, that's good.
I have to go. I don't.
support@wrestlingobserver.com is the place to go, everybody, for all of your technical question needs. Because if you call me, that's the kind of answer you're going to get. I don't know.
A technical question. I wonder who Argenis and Argos will technically be feuding with now that they're going to be headed to CMLL, it looks like, alongside Mystico.
And to break, everybody, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, it's Raw and Nitro. Always a very fun show during the week, talking about all of these excellent programs. Nitro from 19 years ago this week. Craig has already watched it. He said it was kind of boring. Was it better or worse than Raw? We'll find out tonight. Also, I have got a giant box of prizes sitting under my desk right now. And we're going to announce a contest on the show this week. And we're going to start giving this stuff away. I got a lot of stuff. You can only hear the show as a subscriber. You can only enter the contest as a subscriber. So if you've not signed up to WrestlingObserver.com, I assure you it is worth it, especially if you love audio, because all of our shows, we usually do about 15 shows per week between all of our different radio hosts and shows, all available for easy podcasting. I downloaded Downcast recently after the new website got put up. And it's so easy. You put in the feed, you put in your username and password, and every single show is downloaded to your Downcast every single day. There's no work to be done. There's information on how to do this on the right-hand side of WrestlingObserver.com. I believe in all caps it says, how to podcast the shows. It's very easy to find. And you can head up there and put the feed into your Downcast, which is a free app, I believe, for the iPhone for sure. I believe there's some others that are available for the for other phones out there. I don't even know what they are. Come on, I'm an iPhone guy. But the point of it is, it's awesome. So check it out. Sign up today. Enjoy the fun. If you don't like it, you don't have to sign up again. But if you sign up, I think you'll be a subscriber for life. We're going to be back tomorrow with more. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA, all of the callers, listeners, and text messengers. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.